First, we will begin with contract execution. Right now, you should have a finalized or close to finalized program summary and budget, both which are key to the contract. If your organization will be collecting indirect costs, the grant operations team is reviewing the documentation you submitted with your proposal or as part of your budget feedback. Once Michigan's SNAP Ed Plan of Work is approved by USDA FNS and MFF signs our own contract with MDHHS, we are then able to begin the contract execution process with you all. Contracts need to be fully executed or signed by both the subrecipient and MFF by October 31st. One of the first things we will do for contract execution is send out Attachment 6 of the contract to your designated finance lead for signature. Attachment 6 is the personnel expense certification and is the only part of the contract that isn't signed by the authorized organization representative. Among other things, it assures that your organization will follow the standards for documentation of personnel expenses set forth in the Federal Uniform Guidance. So, to streamline the actual signing of the contract and limit the number of people it needs to go through, we send out Attachment 6 to be signed by the finance lead ahead of time and then include it in the contract package that goes to your authorized organization representative. That contract package consists of the main agreement language plus 6 attachments. Attachments 1 and 2 are your program summary and budget. Attachment 3 is a contact list for MFF and your org. Attachment 4 is a copy of the reporting due dates. Attachment 5 is the invoice signer authorization form where two people are designated authorized signers of monthly invoices. And Attachment 6 is that personnel expense certification form. It is very important that you fully read and understand the contract, as it details compliance components that you and your organization are responsible for and sets the framework for expectations and responsibilities between your organization and MFF. In addition to signing the contract, we also require your organization to submit the following documents: financials, single audit, for example, financial statement or external audit, single audit certification, which certifies whether your organization is subject to the single audit requirement, hourly and fringe calculation sheet, which provides transparency on how your organization calculates hourly and fringe rates, insurances or certificate of insurances, for example, cybersecurity, workers' compensation, liability insurance, etc. P&O manual and SNAP Ed U attestation form, certifying you have reviewed the P&O manual and attended SNAP Ed U. Please note that in order for MFF to fully execute the subrecipient contract, we not only need the contract to be signed by your authorized organization representative, but we also need to have all the required documents. Remember, contracts need to be fully executed by October 31st, so you will want to keep that in mind and respond to all requests as timely as possible.